got James O'Keefe coming in at the start of the next segment. I'm going to air a little bit of Trump Live announcing this big crypto initiative that is coming up. And James O'Keefe in the War Room with Owen Schroeder in 1 hour. Don't want to miss that. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. People are hungry for this information. Share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X. Be sure and share the live feeds at Infowars.com/show and tell folks about those stations all across the country and tell them to share it as well. That creates a chain reaction. In the 5 minutes we got left, you got the floor. Back to NGOs. I learned about NGOs 35 years ago reading the New American magazine. It was huge then. It's the key to the UN. This is how they come through the governments, how they penetrate the cabinets, the local governments, all of it. It is the key. And boy, they'd go after anybody, Lou Dobbs, you, I, anybody that exposed this. But now it's finally blown up and finally Trump's slashing their funding.
Well, yes. And so every day I get emails from all the different communists, leftists, you know, Indivisible, from the Communist Party USA, from the Revolutionary Communist Party, from dozens of these organizations. They are all bewailing the fact that they're having to close down so many of their offices. All of the, if you look at any sector of the left, whether it's the LGBTQ, LMNOP groups, or the enviro groups that are pushing all the destruction of fossil fuels and the global warming, or all of the race baiting organizations, all across the board. Anytime you see a demonstration anywhere, anytime the UN is having a summit, and all of a sudden there are hundreds of kids or college students there, or thousands, these are all artificial astroturf organizations posing as grassroots organizations. This is really the UN version of the Soviets. You know, in the Soviet Union, a Soviet was a group of office workers or manufacturing workers or steel workers or et cetera, who supposedly were representative of the larger group that they were.
When you hear stakeholder, that's Soviet commie talk.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was our correspondent at the United Nations for over 30 years, and I went to all these UN summits. Everywhere, on every one of them, whether it's a human rights one or it's an environmental one or the International Criminal Court, you have hundreds of these NGOs that have been brought into the UN. When I first started going, they had their own separate forum. Then the globalists decided, we need to bring these people in to bring pressure from below while we give pressure from above at the political level and at the media level. And then we'll put all of these delegates, and it works the same in Congress, get them in a pressure cooker because they think, oh my gosh, I got to go along with this because everybody's for it. This is a mirage. It's a delusion. These people really have no constituency. All of these thousands, the UN has thousands of NGOs that are registered with them. They won't allow you to be in there if you don't endorse the Charter of the United Nations and the objectives of the United Nations. So they have their own pressure organization in there to get pressure from below while they get pressure from
above.
And then
they're funded by the other globalist organizations. And as you know, what is there, 31 articles in it? It has all these wonderful imaginary rights until the last two articles that say the UN can disregard this and is basically a totalitarian dictatorship when it wants to be.
Yeah, and so the important thing that Doge did was show how USAID, and USAID is just one of many, but it was the principal one which was funding all of these all over the world, not just in the United States, but every department, education, energy, EPA, defense, State Department, they all fund these.
And that's the original corporate government ESG management system through the CIA. As McCarthy discovered, our own Pentagon and CIA was funding the communists. That's when they shut him down. It was fine when he was just targeting individual communists because they could use that for a police state, but not when he saw the grand design. And so this is how they do it. It's how they get it done. How do people follow you on X, William?
Well, my X account isn't active right now, but I'm on thenewamerican.com and jbs.org, which is the John Birch Society.
All right, William F. Jasper, great job. Keep it up. We'll be right back.
Alex wanted you, he gave you the methylene blue drink earlier, is that correct?
Yeah.
And he wanted you to do a review.
Hey, I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now?
Energy spike. I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, right. I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get
I think it's methylene blue.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, James O'Keefe's here. I'm going to bring him in here in about 3 minutes, but I want to hear a little bit of Trump's press conference on the big Bitcoin and cryptocurrency developments that's really working, making us the center of that worldwide. What a great move. And I'm going to get his take on Epstein, the latest huge undercover cases he's been breaking, and first look at some other big stories they're about to break. The Disney DEI developments, Disney DEI actions that are just shocking. The great O'Keefe Media Group, and of course, founder of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, right here in the InfoWars world headquarters in a few minutes. But first, here's President Trump.
This is really a big day. This afternoon, we take a giant step to cement American dominance of global finance and crypto technology as we sign the landmark Genius Act into law. So congratulations to everybody. This is a big deal. You've come a long way since the Biden administration, when they had no idea what you were all talking about, and half of you were under arrest for no reason whatsoever. True. For no reason. And we want to have it, not China. China wasn't actually happy. They were watching this. They like it. And we've got this. We've got AI. We've got a lot of great ones happening. And this is a very big thing. And I want to thank the bill's author, Senator Bill Hagerty, a very good friend of mine. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's a very handsome guy. Looks great. He's got the whole package. But, you know, I got to know him. He was ambassador to Japan, and we had a little problem with Japan on trade. But he was my ambassador to Japan, and I went to Japan, and he's speaking fluently Japanese. I said, did you learn it as a child? No, I just learned it over the last 4 or 5 months. I said, you learn Japanese. Maybe the single hardest language to learn. It's actually breathing rather than it's breathing. I'm not going to imitate it because we'll end up with a big story, and I don't want that. But he spoke totally fluent Japanese. I said, that's very impressive. And he was introducing me to Mr. Honda. I said, oh, are you in the car business? He goes, yes. I said, you're a very rich man. And then he said, Mr. Toyota, right? Toyota. And I said, what business are you in? Let me guess. He said, cars. He was my interpreter. And I was so impressed. And I was getting ready to leave. He said, sir, I'd like to run for the United States Senate. I said, where are you from? He said, Tennessee. I said, well, I love Tennessee, but do they know you there? No, but if you endorse me, I'll win, right? And I endorsed him, and he took a 48-point lead. And they didn't know who the hell he was. And he's turned out to be a great senator. And now they all know who you are. Yeah, so you're fantastic, and we thank you. And you, just the fact that you're doing this and you understand this is a complicated world, and you understand it, Bill. So you've been great. Thank you very much. We're also pleased to be joined by our great Vice President, J.D. Vance. J.D., thank you very much. Good job. And he's been up speaking late at night on the phone. I said, J.D., how about you take it 3 or 4 of these people, please? Because 3 or 4 I cannot speak to. I just can't. And he'd take them and he'd come through. Right, J.D.? Also, Speaker Mike Johnson. He is unbelievable. He's an unbelievable. I mean, if you go by what we're doing, if you keep at this pace, you can't keep it up for another 200 days, but I will tell you this. If you keep up this pace for another week, you go down as the greatest speaker in the House in history. So one more week. One more week. Who needs Tip O'Neill? Who needs Tip O'Neill? He's better looking than Tip O'Neill, too. But no, he's been going at a fervent pace. Would you say that's right? Your wife probably says, you are crazy. You've been aging beautifully at front. He's an amazing speaker, a great leader, and everybody likes him and respects him. And that's why we're with a very small majority, like three. We had a time when we were one. Remember, we said we're one heart attack away from losing the House. Then we won a couple of seats and a couple of other. Now we have seven, maybe. Maybe if we're lucky, seven. But we win with nobody's ever done. I don't think anyone's ever done this before to win.
Headquarters, and they've assigned another receiver at the state court trying to shut us down. They don't want money. They want it closed. They even said that in court, but we're battling them again. So we got nine lives thanks to supporters, but it is a lot of fun. James O'Keefe's been through his own operation sabotaging him, but he just came back stronger from the organization he founded that was hijacked by the deep state with the O'Keefe Media Group. James O'Keefe at James O'Keefe on X, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. So many big stories you've just broken again. More you're about to break, but obviously, I wasn't really critical of you, but I was like, really, this is Bondi covering up. And she's like, oh yeah, kids getting raped, hundreds of new victims, undercover video. To get ahead of it, when she learned you'd had that, she came out in the press conference and kind of did it as an aside. And I'm not trying to say she's a villain, but then when this broke last Monday, people said, oh, it's Bondi. And I said, no, it's Trump, who we love and need to succeed. And now I'm beginning to understand that they put poison pills in the trial stuff with Ghislaine Maxwell and the second case there in New York with Epstein, all sorts of little BS things. And so obviously they're trying to set Trump up, in my opinion. I don't believe there's any evidence of that there, but I haven't talked to you other than a few text messages. I don't know your overall view. I know a few months ago you broke the exclusive stuff inside Epstein Island. You probably know more about this and the cover-up from whistleblowers than, you know, any journalist. So James O'Keefe, thank you for coming. What brings you to Austin?
I'm doing a tour for this new TV show we have on Unified.tv about Disney, about the CIA. So I'm promoting that series. But with Epstein, yeah, that Bondi video we did a few months ago it seems to be a bigger deal now than I thought it was. And she was in the restaurant saying there's tens of thousands of video with children. We reached out to the Attorney General's office. They gave us they wanted to know exactly what she said. We provided that quote to her, and then she went on the White House lawn and said that there's tens of thousands of videos. So this has been a developing story. And
well, I thought you were getting out of your skis, which I wasn't even critical. I was just questioning, and I think you were a visionary again, unfortunately.
Well, I was at the Turning Point conference last weekend, and it struck me. I said, how many, by show of hands, think the Department of Justice is lying? And almost every hand went up. So,
and I saw Laura Ingraham do similar things. People are pissed.
People are pissed. I've never seen anything quite like it. And the Department of Justice has the power to unredact certain parts of the affidavit. You know, Alex, as in my FBI raid, they redacted every sentence of the probable cause. So they have the power to unredact certain things. And I believe the truth will come out. If the Department of Justice doesn't put it out, then whistleblowers will come forward and put it out themselves.
Well, now we have Anna Paulina Linda, the congresswoman, saying she has FBI agent coming to her saying that evidence was destroyed and that it was the Democrats.
Is that right? I didn't see that today.
That just broke last night.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, we have the Epstein stuff to talk about. We have the Disney stuff. We have Johnson & Johnson we just broke just a few days ago, another pharmaceutical executive, lead regulatory scientist at Johnson & Johnson saying the vaccine is not safe or effective. My job is to confirm suspicions, Alex, perhaps not to surprise people, but to prove things visually for people.
Well, I know you don't like to speculate. You've liked Trump. He's really supported you. And we'll get into the Johnson & Johnson, the first look at the Disney expose and more. It's great to have you here. But first off, just not speculation, but just with the gestalt of info you have and all your sources, why would Trump do such a horrible Streisand effect and say, don't look at this, there was never anything, and do a 180? What a PR disaster. Now they figured it out. And what Roger Stone recommended last week, they've done. And I know he told the president over and over again as I talked to him about it, hey, you got to, you know, say, release the stuff out of Ghislaine's trial. You know, they fired Comey's daughter that ran it. And, you know, get all this out. Regardless of what Trump now says, that the same crew, Brennan, Comey, and all of them that had control of the files, spiked it. I think that makes sense. That's what they do. But how do you think Trump, who's normally savvy, just engaged in something that was like dumping blood in the water for sharks?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't like to speculate. I don't have any first-hand information. The question I have is, why would they, and the FBI agents, we released a recording a week ago, Alex, where an FBI senior intelligence agent with the FBI, and the FBI agents on audio recording saying they could need to handle this better and they haven't been fully transparent. So the question I have is, why is the Attorney General of the United States and this director in the FBI saying all these things to strangers in restaurants? They need to be transparent immediately with us.
And why are they 180ing sometimes in the same day?
There's no good answer to that question. So this is not a good situation, regardless of the outcome. It hasn't been handled well, but I believe the truth will come out. And
well, obviously, when you wrote this out months ago, widely criticized, you had rumblings, or why were you were cryptic on the phone, but you said, looks like they're going to cover up.
I was scared because the Prince Andrew stuff, this was a guy that was very close to Prince Andrew saying he's, you know, raping underage girls, and it was on video. And my undercover reporter was scared. And she was rightfully scared. And I was scared.
Sometimes, oh, yeah, the MI6 will kill you over that
this
stuff.
This is a little bit scary. And I think what we have to remember is
people. Well, it's not a little bit. Your organization has balls bigger than elephants.
And she went on Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was grilling. Excuse me, the guy that worked for Prince Andrew went on Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was grilling them. I mean, what are you guys doing? Why aren't you being honest? And the guy said, I got to give credit to O'Keefe's people, the undercover people that got this. He did not deny it, Alex. So it sometimes can be terrifying. I went dark for 2 weeks. I didn't tweet because sometimes it's stuff.
And I misunderstood our conversation. You weren't saying even the Epstein was the biggest. When I thought back, you know, you're like, it's the Prince Andrew. And so people thought, what O'Keefe says, this is the most dangerous. No, you were saying that was because this is the king and the prince's fixer saying, yeah, he lied. He raped a bunch of underage girls.
And
and people said, we already knew that. We need to have the smoking gun proof.
You got to have the proof. I mean, you have to remember your audience knows all this stuff, but a lot of people don't know it. The American
newbies.
People are very newbies. The American people are not in agreement upon the facts. So it's important for me to confirm suspicions.
I mean, anybody that doesn't know, they've killed a lot of people to cover up for the Royals.
And my undercover reporter was pretty scared, rightfully so. So I have to protect her. And this is heavy, dark stuff. So we had a source come to us from within the government and had images from inside Epstein's chalkboard. We're trying to decipher what this means. And this is information the FBI has. So,
well, they had cleaned out a lot more than that, too.
They did. And we got inside the temple. We saw the celestial painting, some of the Gothic statues, some of the demonic books on the bookshelf there. We published all those images. And I think it's up to us, the people. My call to action, people watching here, is we have to do this ourselves. We cannot.
Well, talk about the demonic. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Demonic books.
They had like some Satan books and some very strange pagan statues in the library and a chalkboard that said, power, deception, money. This was inside his library on the island. Images that we've never seen before. His library, horns on statues, really, and a baby with like sucking on a phallic instrument in a kitchen. It was really sick.
By the way,
stuff.
Absolutely. And they use fake right-wing whisper campaigns like they do now to attack you like it was nothing. I've been getting the same thing.
I think
because they know they can't attack from the left now, so they attack.
That's true. And you get that, too?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think people do, even in the MAGA movement, Alex, sometimes people conjure up, they imagine what this could be, and it never rises to their expectation. But what I believe is that.
Oh, yeah. So people that actually do things and are the trailblazers with the best record, it's not good enough. The people that are sitting there in their basement, they've got all the answers.
People need to take action. But I believe, I mean, for them to say that nobody, there's no evidence that anybody did anything wrong. I mean, we've got
Ben Shapiro saying this looks like Epstein never even jaywalked. He's innocent.
We released photos in his bedroom. There's a telephone. Again, this is images that we released, and there's names on those speed dials. You're trying to tell me that none of those people were an accessory before the fact, accessory after the fact. Of course there's a story there. Of course there's that. But the Department of Justice can unredact the affidavit, just like in my case. I was raided. They redacted every word. They need to unredact most of that affidavit. We don't want to see child porn or anything like that. We just want to see.
Oh, yeah, that was the most insulting, the talking point. You want child porn. No, we never said release that. We said indict the perpetrators.
That's right. So, but my call to action is if you're in the FBI, if you're in any foreign intelligence community, if you're in the CIA and you have information, we need you to come forward. And I can't guarantee you that that'll be easy for you physically, But spiritually, it's the right thing to do. Do it for your conscience. Do it for your country. We can no longer rely upon the government, to be honest. But the government's self-preserving, Alex. They want to protect. But let me be less abstract. There are confidential FBI informants at my organization, Project Veritas. And there's redactions. And under those redactions are the names of those informants. But the public's right to know. Okay, there you go. Look at this. Look at this. I always bring this up every week now. It shocks people. Every single word of the probable cause, that's the justification, to raid my newsroom has been redacted.
Well, when I got part of my FBI file from Trump from an older FOIA earlier this year, it's almost all blacked out, but it's national security by Obama ongoing. And it's just crazy. Kafkaesque being accused of something, a dragnet for 10 years, found nothing, and they won't even tell you the specifics.
That's right. And I'm going to have to sue the Department of Justice to get answers. And I don't want to do that. But the public's right to know why they're doing this supersedes their right to protect their FBI confidential informants. That's the bottom line. Pam Bondi put out the statement yesterday saying they're going to unredact some of this. Alex, what did you think of that? She putting that statement out.
I mean, they tried to just, you know, end it, but they know it's become a fiasco, the worst thing they could have done. And now they're going to supposedly go to these courts and you'll get them to release it. And I think the government, according to lawyers I've talked to, has the power to do that. So absolutely. I mean, I'm glad that they are now coming to their senses. I mean, to watch Trump self-harm like this has been very painful. And I had to tell the truth. I had to criticize it. And then I've had a bunch, you know, some of the listeners, not the majority, you'll get really mad at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll go where the truth is.
It was very hard for me to do that story on Pam Bondi. It's not, I don't dislike her or like her. That's not the issue. It's just you got to tell the truth. And that was a hard one to do. But at the end of the day, I believe.
Well, you asked me on the phone. You said, do you think I should do it? And I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what I mean. What would I be if I didn't publish that? What would I be if I helped?
You'd almost be an accomplice to whatever it is.
Right. So it's a tough situation that the administration has put people in. But listen, bottom line is let me be optimistic. The truth is going to come out. People are going to come forward. I have faith that we're going to see the truth here.
All right. Let's start shifting gears into Johnson & Johnson. We'll play a clip of it. You're like, hey, this is 2 days old, 50,000 years old. No, this is more pertinent than ever. It continues to add to the repertoire of you just destroying their own words. The Pfizer and J&J and all of them catching, you remember the head of mRNA that finally got him to shut down Veritas, saying, yeah, we make new viruses and have them on the shelf. And, you know, we're going to, I mean, it's just incredible criminal stuff you've exposed. Tell us about this latest coup.
This is a Johnson & Johnson lead regulatory scientist who is on video. This is in New Jersey. This is recently saying that the vaccine is not safe and not effective, that we give it to him. There he is. We give it to him because they want it. He's chewing on ice cream with no introspection. And he's saying that there's no safety, there's no effectiveness, but the people, the consumers wanted it. So we gave it to them. We didn't do the necessary trials. People are going to die anyway. This guy is not a low-level guy. He's the lead regulatory scientist. He's responsible for making sure the product.
He sounds like a completely soulless NPC.
He does seem that way. And when I confronted him, it was shocking psychologically because he denied his own identity. He said, that's not me on the camera. These people reject the mirror. They deny reality. And it is very, I like that word, it is very soulless. There's no self-awareness here.
But I love, oh, they won it anyways. Well, maybe some fools, but no, they fired hundreds of thousands of nurses, doctors just here, kicked tens of thousands out of the military. No, they violated the Nuremberg Code. They coerced people into this.
Yeah, and it's something that we all know to be true, but it's proven. So HHS put out a statement. Bobby Kennedy was in touch with me about this. But this comes on the heels of the story we did on Pfizer a few years ago. Jordan Walker said they're mutating the vaccine. They know it's not effective. They know it was started in a Wuhan lab in China. These are his words.
That's gain of function, by the way.
Gain of function.
We're mutating viruses. We have new versions.
But he said we're going to call it something else. That's not what we call it.
He was, it's gain of function, but we don't call it that.
We don't call it that. It's very much out of 1984 to deny the objective reality and change the wording. So these are pharmaceutical executives. We're going to continue to tell the stories. This guy actually at Johnson & Johnson asked me to turn the cameras off. And I said, I'm not going to do that. Because the last time I did that, the last time we busted a big story, a week later I was removed from Project Veritas. And that's another topic.
Of course you don't turn the cameras off because then they'll lie.
Exactly.
Let's roll a little bit of from the new report that you found at O'Keefe Media Group with another one of these people. Here it is.
Do you have any idea the lack of research that was done on those products?
Joe Biden says that it's safe and effective.
There's no proof. I mean, none of that stuff was safe and effective. People wanted it. Who gave it to them? It's like, all right, you know what? Cancer patients are going to die anyway. I'm sure somebody's going to get sued for that stuff eventually.
Hi, Josh.
Are you Josh Rice from Johnson & Johnson? You're going to deny your identity?
Yes, sir.
And you said that your vaccine was not safe and effective. You said that.
Deep inside Johnson & Johnson's global machine is a scientist, a lead scientist, whose very approval or disapproval of J&J products can change millions of American lives. Meet Joshua Rees, a lead regulatory scientist at Johnson & Johnson. Joshua, in his role, leads the creation and execution of regulatory strategies for new and existing products across Johnson & Johnson.
We run the whole soup to nuts. Like, not only are we working on the products, but everything that has to do with the drug. We have to make sure you understand how to use the drug, how to be able to, you know, prescribe certain pieces of information, how to communicate that to the patient.
Now, according to a Johnson & Johnson press release from December 2021, the safety and well-being of those who use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine continues to be our number one priority. Now, for the first time ever, an official from Johnson & Johnson admits to our hidden cameras that the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine was, quote, not safe and effective, unquote. And the company wanted to, quote, just throw the vaccine creation to the wind and see what happens, unquote.
You know, they're like, Joe Biden says that it's safe and effective.
No proof. I mean, none of that stuff was safe and effective.
But
we didn't do the typical test. Like, the typical process, that's why it takes so long to get a product on market. The typical process is all this clinical trial testing and stuff in a small population. This was just, let's test it on some, you know, lab rat models, analyze and see if it works and stuff like that, and just throw it to the wind and see what happens.
I'm
sure somebody's going to get sued for that stuff eventually.
The lead regulatory scientist for Johnson & Johnson went into detail about how the federal government applied heavy pressure on Big Pharma in order to hastily create the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, encouraging speed over efficacy or safety.
Do you have any idea the lack of research that was done on those products? Like, you shouldn't be surprised that this happened. It was pretty much the government kind of made a deal with pharmaceutical companies.
Stop there, but really, they'd already made it on the shelf beforehand. This guy just doesn't know that. This is beyond bombshell to have another executive admitting everything you've caught him in again and again. Premeditated mass fraud, Nuremberg Code violation. These people need to be arrested. Unbelievable. James, we're going to break. We're going to come back. What do you want to hit next? What happened to Veritas that's out in court? You want to talk about it? You want to get into this?
I want to hit on the Unified series, the CIA agent that we caught, as well as the Disney executives.
Oh, yeah, your Unified series. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, after the break, well, we have a series, two episodes so far, a CIA agent on video withholding information from Donald Trump and two Disney executives talking about discriminating. They've been fired from Disney, so we take you behind the scenes.
And you've got your co-host here, or another news anchor here.
Yes.
Elizabeth Lane. We now know Wonder Woman's real name, or an alias.
That's right. Unified TV. Two episodes brand new out. We want to talk about
it. All right. And so we've got Wonder Woman here with us as well. There's always unattractive women around James O'Keefe. I'm just joking. I'm being bad, folks. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline, and the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
Trump is speaking through her, right? Those are his words. And he's waiting. because you put U.S. bombers over there with bunker buster bombs, it embroils America into something that could last a decade. But he knows the implications of this, and you don't want to overreact. You don't want to actually do something that might not need to be done if you can avoid it with some kind of negotiations, which Trump is the master negotiator, right? So you've got Iran, you've got Trump, and you've got Netanyahu, right? So two of those are really going at it. What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing, hopefully. And wow, that's so important. We're out of time, Dr. Elliott. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices, selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action now.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Not all dealers are created equal. Not all brokers are created equal. When our biggest thing that we do for people is, I believe it's your money. This is why we charge zero when you liquidate, zero. I want you to get everything that you invested in. Gold and silver do really well in these times of things. You can move over your IRA, your old 401ks, cash assets to get out of harm's way, get out of the path of this hurricane, to safe ground. Don't overpay for your stuff. I'm telling you, do not overpay for your stuff when you don't need to. Always buy bullion and do it with somebody who doesn't charge you when you liquidate.
Oh, I forgot that part. You're the only big company that does that. That is massive. No charge on liquidation. Massive. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can look at the wholesale price every day of silver and gold. When you buy it, you know. These other places, I'm sorry, there's 90% of them go from scams to absolutely criminal, in my view. That's why we don't have gold sponsors and stuff, because there's so few that are good. Plus, I got out of it 14 years ago, right at the top, told everybody, nope, now's not the time. And then 2 years ago was the time. We've been proven right. Only exploded. The best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors. Only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott, Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the crew just reminded me.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
You're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I look forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
All right.
Now, if Alex Jones is the thing that takes me out, that would be ironic.
James, I just hit you with 100 milligrams of cyanide. You should be dead in about 2 seconds.
That would be ironic.
No, it's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very good. We had Roseanne Barr in here about 3 months ago, and she was so tired, she wasn't sure she'd do the show.
I love Roseanne, and what she's been through with... Speaking of Disney ABC News, her and I relate because I was fired from my company. She was fired from ABC News. So I really enjoy her. She's great.
Well, she took it and just loves it now. But we'll see what happens on Owen. And if it doesn't affect you, we'll still put it out for people to know. Because about 1 out of 100 don't really feel it. But the medical stuff it does is great for your body. Really cleans
out. What does it do?
Cleans out your cells.
What are you supposed to feel like?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I mean, just, you'll see.
All right.
Because I want this to be really fresh, and I'm glad the crew reminded me to do this. But shifting gears back to the stuff on the agenda, you'll cover a lot more today at 4 o'clock on The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Really appreciate you coming to town for that. But you're also on a tour. Tell us about this American series you've got.
Yeah, we got a series called American Swiper, a tag on American Sniper. And you've seen the videos online, Alex. Every week we do these undercover datings. But this is a behind-the-scenes series. There's two episodes out. One's on the CIA guy, and he's the guy who withheld information from Trump. It's insane video. That's Amjad Vasisi. You're looking at that guy. That was last year. And this guy was a CIA official who's telling us that they didn't give Donald Trump information because they didn't trust Donald Trump with the information. It's against the law. And this series takes you behind the scenes. He was suspicious of our undercover person, and she had to sneak into the bathroom. So it gives you some more information. And we have a new one out today about Disney. And these are two vice presidents at Disney Corporation, and they're talking about, we don't hire white people. We discriminate on race. Bob Iger, these are their words.
Well, that's incredible. So I want to start with the American Swiper, and this Disney thing is, wow, that is bombshell. So let's take your time on that. So let's play the trailer for American Swiper from the O'Keefe Media Group. Here it is.
Disney, Meta, the IRS, MSNBC, the NFL, Department of Defense, we've done it all.
Some people describe this as a honeypot. The man thinks he's meeting with a woman that's interested in him. They really like it when someone expresses interest in them. They want to feel needed or admired. They want their ego fulfilled.
There's no list that swipers are given. This is all just through sheer luck and timing.
Swipers will come to me and ask me for advice or approval on a certain subject that they're interested in. We don't care about the personal stuff. We care about the subject of investigation, which is, who do they work for and what do they do?
Well, incredible. So unpack this.
So this is the first episode trailer you're looking at. We have a second trailer for Disney. I don't know if...
Sure, no, we've got that. We'll get to that.
So this is a CIA agent, and we're actually interviewing the undercover woman who recorded him. At one point in the meeting, Alex, the CIA agent, he takes out his lanyard and he says, I work for the Chinese Mission Center. I'm withholding information from Trump because we don't trust Donald Trump. That's a crime, by the way. And then he gets suspicious of the undercover. So the undercover has to go into the bathroom, take out all the stuff from her bag, return to the table. He goes to the bag, is satisfied, and continues to divulge more information. This is like a real life kind of James Bond style TV series. It's not fiction.
And I love how these so-called spies are like the biggest big mouse ever.
Yeah, and it's kind of and he's lucky that I'm not a Chinese spy. I'm just a journalist. But can you imagine?
How do we know he's not?
Well, that's a good point. And this is, there's been a lot of this in my life where people in the Pentagon, people in the State Department are spilling the secrets to me, and sometimes I'm the one sitting across. I mean, this is insane. I mean, I should send Alex Jones to D.C. in a disguise and see how many of these deep state guys actually recognize.
Well, that's another thing. They're supposedly these spies, and they don't even know who some of the top media figures are.
I think they're just in a psychosis. There's no self-awareness. I know narcissism is an overused term, but
they're in their bubble.
They're in their own little weird, and they're often confessing to us, Alex, these secrets. Because they're in their own reality.
Remember some of your latest stuff? They're like, yeah, we're preparing a coup at the Pentagon against Trump.
And
if you're doing that, you're just in a bar, oh, we're running it. And it turns out it was true. It's like,
and I'll never be able
to tell. You're just planning a coup against the president. You might want to do it secretly.
One of the guys, Alex, former FBI agent, and he's in the Pentagon. He's like, we're meeting in the tank. Talking to retired generals about trying to hurt, stop Trump is what he's implying there. And this guy was fired. And now he's suing me. So they're trying to use the courts like...
And a few years before that, he got caught in a sex sting.
That's true. But they never seem to stop the bad behavior. They just want to shut us down. But this series, Unified.TV, it's called. I'm partnering with them, and it's...
And is that how you catch most of them, is they're all on Tinder and Grindr?
Most of them, yeah. And there's more gay guys than you'd imagine in D.C. for some reason. That's a thing. But we catch them on Bumble, Tinder, Grindr. So this series, it's kind of like Netflix for what we're doing. And we take you behind the scenes, and it's pretty incredibly produced. You're going to enjoy it.
And where do folks find it?
It's unified.tv, UNIFYD.TV, partnering with OMG O'Keefe Media Group. There you have it. There's two episodes, and we've got the Disney one as well.
And you and Ms. Lane are out touring the country.
touring Texas, actually. And man, last night we drove from Dallas to Austin, got a flat tire. Man, you've got some crazy interstates here.
Oh yeah, let's be not B roll. Let's roll the clip. This is O'Keefe changing a tire. Roll it with audio. Here we go.
This is me changing a tire last night on the side of the road.
You and Wonder Woman out there.
I can't believe she got me like this recording the tire. This is a loud interstates. Loud. Like, you can't even make a phone call. You can't hear yourself talk on the Texas freeways. Anyways, it was nice doing manly things.
I was about to say, though, that's kind of sexist if you didn't make Ms. Lane do it.
No comment. You'll have to secretly record me there.
We need to get Ms. Lane on the air with us. The ratings would go up.
I don't know if she's willing. Yeah, we had to change a tire on the way. You know, one of the things, I don't mean to get on a tangent, but there are a lot of like spiritual attacks. I don't know if you find that with your work. You just weird, like people say, are you cursed? Just crazy stuff. Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Weird, crazy. And we try to be positive, but man, just the constant attacks, especially if you're doing good work. You're pursuing the truth.
I have had a few attacks, yes.
Well, but I know in that sense, but just like, you ever find that a lot of bad things happen more so when you're really on the trail of the truth?
Yeah, absolutely. But also, I've been on there 31 years. You've been, how long? 15, 20?
I've been doing this since 19, 21 years.
Yeah, so I would say the first 10 or 15, I didn't have that much opposition. Some, and that's when I had like literal, like the devil stuff, like people coming out of the woodwork. But that wasn't any big opposition. But as soon as I got, which you've had big opposition too, as soon as it went next level, like the last 10 years, the worse the persecution gets from the top, now it's all this really crazy good stuff happens.
Oh.
So I kind of went through the storm. So maybe, I don't know how God's very mysterious.
Very mysterious.
But yeah, and I still get some of the, but you know what? I have such, and I'm not saying you don't have faith, you have total, I can see it. I just have totally surrendered to God, whatever God's plan is. I mean, I can walk outside and somebody says, die, I wouldn't blame God.
Yeah.
Anything happens, I'm like Job at this point. Anything happens, I signed up for this. God's in control, it's part of the plan. And I think I would just pray if I was you and just say, I total surrender, I accept everything, I give it to you, I trust you, and I need a hedge of protection in the name of Jesus Christ. Please send your angels and the Holy Spirit to protect me. I ask for that. And,
That's right. You got to let go, and it's a lot of responsibility.
Another thing is praying publicly. God also,
which is what you just did,
yeah,
which is very inspirational.
Well, it's Christ also said pray in private, but also get together with the brethren and say it together, because what you say on earth is done in heaven. He says don't pray like Pharisees in public to look good, but sometimes you have to proclaim it. And I know you're a Christian and everything, but I mean, have you publicly ever prayed to ask for God's help?
I don't think publicly, but I should
ask the listeners for them to pray for you. And that's now it's your important question. I thought about it, but not publicly talked about it. When I started asking people to pray for me about 15 years ago, because it's kind of embarrassing at a level to ask like for help, but it's not. Ask people to pray for you.
Well, listeners, pray for my team, pray for the OMG team for strength, for discernment. Help us find good lawyers who actually give a damn. But I look over us and deliver us from evil. And my favorite scripture is, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. So fear no evil is something I always say. And
No. It's not... But here's what I used to do. I believed in God, and I know God's real, but I was in the driver's seat. You have to surrender, in my advice, and you have to say, I can't do it, God. It's yours. And then you've got to ask the public to pray for you. It's okay to do that.
Please do pray for us. We can't do it by our own power. And your prayers mean a lot to us. It means a lot to my team. Pray for our team. It takes a team. And I appreciate that very much, Alex, that you're bringing that up. Thank you.
Well, that's my advice. You know, I've prayed with Tucker.
Is that right?
And
publicly or privately?
Privately. Well, you know, just
because I know you're on the tour in Texas.
Yeah, and other stuff before that. I mean, I just explained. You know, he talked about some people. He knew God. He kind of thought God was real, but he wasn't sure until he had some of those big issues. And then a few years ago up in Maine, I talked to him about things, and I said, let me guess, and then I just knew it was the Holy Spirit telling me what had happened. He goes, no one knows this. I'm my wife. How did you know this?
Mm.
And it had people trick him into a deal, an Aleister Crowley deal, a very famous person. They weren't even clear what it was. And they put literal demons on him.
Wow.
And I picked that up and said, God, want you to know this right now. This happened. Somebody laid hands on you. That's what did it.
When I was,
that wasn't me, though. It's the Holy Spirit.
Wow. The thing I'm thinking about is when I was fired from Project Veritas, the thing I created, I felt the demons coming at me. I almost felt like they were penetrating me at some point. And that was a tough spiritual moment.
But I bet you've never shared this.
No, not publicly. No, the week I was fired, I was in bed and the demons were like kind of trying to penetrate my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Tucker got literally scratched up on his back.
I heard bleeding. Him say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't say that's what I felt, but I just felt like they were trying to penetrate me and I was kind of ward them off. And,
well, you know what happens? The left are all into Aleister Crowley and Satanism. And I'm not trying to be right back. They were probably in a ceremonial deal cutting babies' heads off and sending that stuff at you. That's what they do. They kill children in the ritual and then send demonic attacks on you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not kidding. You think I'm joking around?
No, I just want the proof. I mean, I don't think you're kidding. And it's true that probably they've tried to cast curses on us, but we proclaim in the name of Jesus and we're going to push that away.
James, all I'm saying is you're a man and you're a tough guy. And I know subconsciously it's James O'Keefe can handle it. I was the same way. You've got, and I know you know this, I'm saying you have to literally say, I surrender Christ.
That's right.
I need you now.
I surrender Christ. I need you now.
Amen. That's beautiful. Let's get into the Disney thing. Speaking of evil, tell us about this.
As our second episode, I don't know if your producers have the trailer. The trailer's great, and it'll give you a little glimpse into it.
Yeah, let's play the Disney DEI trailer and the Disney DEI main trailer back-to-back. But tell us about it first.
And I'll tell you what it is. This is a vice president of Disney. Giordano is his name. And we caught him in Los Angeles. They're talking about the greed and the possible illegal behavior inside of Disney Corporation. Very powerful company. Disney controls pretty much everything in California. And then I confront him, and there's two undercover reporters involved. And we also caught another man inside Disney talking about how they don't hire white people and there's some racial bigotry inside of there. These are his words, unless you're Jewish and so forth, then you're not going to get a job if you're white. So it's these guys have been fired. And Alex, they tried to sue me. So they always use the courts to try to shut me down. So this takes you behind the scenes. Let's take a look at this trailer.
Here it is.
Check, check. Come on, baby. Come on, let's do it.
It all started when Starlight, that's the code word for one of our undercover journalists and American swipers, matched on the dating app Hinge and went on a hidden camera date with yet another Disney executive.
We were the first people ever to get Disney employees to admit that they discriminate against people based on race.
They wanted somebody in meetings who would appear a certain way.
Do you think Bob Iger is corrupt?
No, yeah.
No way we're hiring a white male as well.
I knew this story was going to be big. We've investigated a lot of subjects at OMG, CIA, the FBI. For the first time ever, and something very special happened.
Michael Giordano matched with and was actively hitting on yet another one of our swipers.
So now, Michael Giordano is now dating not one, but two of our American swipers.
Hey, this guy is two-timing me.
This guy's on fire.
There's going to be a lawsuit.
I will put you on tape.
I'm looking to bring on any more clients who are...
We've never seen undercover footage like this before.
He just had no idea what was coming.
I figured, why not make this a double date?
Hi, babe.
Hi. This you right here?
This was only like higher-ups.
The higher-ups wanted that person in that role to be black because it would look good for them in board meetings. But that ultimately they passed on this particular candidate because he just didn't seem, quote, black enough.
What a performance!
You're saying the person isn't black enough? It's already wrong that they're not hiring white males, but they're saying this person doesn't look a certain way to us. Not for an acting role that you see in cinema, but an everyday office goer.
Which, in and of itself, like, when you say that on its face, it's just like, so you don't like black. Like, it's like, it's just crazy to hear somebody like that in such a high position at one of the largest companies in the entire world say that they passed up on a diverse candidate because he didn't appear black enough. In the moment, I just was like, okay, I'm hitting on a sore spot. I struck a nerve with him. This is clearly resonating. It's really actually getting to the root of why this is happening. Okay, so he works at Disney. This is his expertise. He's seeing this every day in and out. And so I'm really just a listening ear for him to discuss his woes, to discuss his experience. And he even details that it was actually quite frustrating for him, but that, you know, this is just the game that you kind of have to play. This is how Disney works, and this is what they're promoting. And, you know, it's a good thing because, you know, from his perspective, he's saying it's a good thing because obviously, you know, diversity pleases people and we have shareholders. And I say, okay, so is this a financial incentive then?
I think there's certainly a belief that it's just good for society and the right thing to do. But there's also a belief that, like, we're going to make more money if we appeal to a wider variety of people. And that's a good thing because we have shareholders too, you know. And so diversity helps.
Wow. You guys just put out so much material. It's all so incredibly important. And this all comes out of the UN, BlackRock, the ESGs. We know a lot of documents and videos have come out that you've released yourself. Part of it, where these company heads say, well, we're still doing DEI at the universities, too. We're just changing the name.
That's right.
This is important work. We haven't won the war against this yet, folks.
No, and Disney is incredibly powerful. In fact, when I did this story about Giordano, the vice president there, I had people in Los Angeles, Alex, tell me, don't go after Disney. You're making a movie, O'Keefe. It's called Line in the Sand. It was about the border. I did it with Tucker. And I was trying to find a distributor, and they're like, don't go after Disney. They're too powerful. So there's also an effect where people are not allowed to tell the truth because they're afraid of being retaliated against in their career and their profession. So this Disney, I didn't realize how many tentacles they had, but this is an incredible behind-the-scenes journey, and you're going to see how we make the sausage. You're going to see how these people operate. You know, do you see that guy's eyes, by the way? Giordano's eye bulging out of his head?
Oh, they all look the same, demonic. So I want to hit a little bit on Veritas. You're going to have a whole hour, though, and so we'll get more into that then. I wish we had more time. I wish I'd have to go to a podcast right now, because I'd love to hang out with you in the next hour before you go on with Owen. But you're constantly getting sued. You're constantly getting attacked. People just think, oh, that's O'Keefe. He's tough. He can handle it. Us, too. No, that's why supporting you and supporting us, we do this for the public and for ourselves, but we're your champions. And because we're OGs and have done so much, people just think, oh, well, they're Superman. Well, no, we're not. You're over here asking for prayer because you're under such attack. How do people support O'Keefe Media Group?
I mean, you can go to our website, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. We have a nonprofit. We're half tax deductible. You could subscribe now. We're a subscription model for OMG. And we hope to make investigative journalism profitable and sustainable. No one's really ever done that before. Alex, you're one of those guys that the more effective you are, the more successful you are at what you do, the worse it's going to be personally for you. It's like when you actually accomplish your mission and expose these guys and bust them and get the change, they come after you.
Well, that's because we're actually gladiators in the arena hacking and
it's
stabbing.
Hard. It's hard.
Other people go, well, we're not going that far. We don't actually want to get in the arena. And then I love that everybody wants to then comment about us, particularly, and I like, oh, they haven't really done that much. Oh, they're not for real. Well, no, we just got wounds and stab wounds and bleeding and, you know.
Yeah, the man in the arena. But I think, you know, people have to recognize the more you actually accomplish the mission, I think people don't want to be too effective. Just be a little effective. Don't really give them a black eye.
Yeah, because we make it safe for all the other half-asses.
Well, people inspire people because they live vicariously through you. They can't do what you do. A lot of people just live.
Well, I'm talking about, there are a lot of the great patriots on the air and journalists, yeah. But I'm just saying the people out there that sit on the bench or halfway and then criticize, they do it because they're basically living vicariously through us because we're the main targets. But if we were taken down, they'd move on to them next.
And when, as my mentor Andrew used to say, when by walking towards the fire, you send a message to other people that they can do it too. The main call to action, I want to get to the Veritas thing in a moment, but if you're inside the government, if you're inside the FBI, if you're inside any foreign intelligence agency, whatever it is, Mossad, I don't care what it is, but the CIA, you know, I can't promise you. Previously I said I can help you, I can pay your bills, I've done all that. I can't promise you that you're going to be physically or in a bodily, superficial sense okay. But I can tell you it's incredibly spiritually rewarding. Do it for your conscience. Do it for your country. The time is right now.
Oh, the greater danger is not standing up to the globalists. It has to be done. We're almost out of time. You're going to be on the second hour, though, at 4 p.m. Central. But here's a clip from The Truth About Veritas. Here it is.
It was an emotional time seeing his baby get ripped from him. And it wasn't right.
You never went through what I went through. You didn't endure all the things I had to endure.
It's the FBI raiding you right there.
Open up.
You weren't sleeping on a couch trying to raise $100 here, $1,000 here.
I'm invoking the Constitution here. Every defendant has the right to a fair trial. And no justice can be done in Ferguson or New York City if a fair trial cannot be had.
You didn't sleep on a mattress in Louisiana. You weren't falsely accused by the federal government, not once but twice. You didn't go through three jury trials.
The same James O'Keefe is facing federal felony charges, charges that carry up to $250,000 fine and 10 years in prison.
Never put on a hidden camera once in your life other than to record me in my office. You didn't bleed and sweat and cry the way that I did for 14 years. And you come into my institution and you have the gall to tell me that you're not the bad guy. This was never about you.
Another one of the lies about you, which is obvious to anybody that's got to have a brain, as I met you, know you, is they're like, Joe, James O'Keefe is secretly a candy ass, and then they get your text messages and she's dating all these beautiful women. I mean, it's just...
That was crazy. You're talking about the former federal FBI agent who published my girlfriend's text messages. Like, newsflash, James O'Keefe, not gay. I guess what they try to do, Logan told me this, they try to do like a million paper cuts and just put a cloud of dust around you so that, you know what I mean? There's controversy after, it's like these non-existent controversies, but taken as a whole, they try to dust you up.
What do you think of the new Trump stuff? Oh, inside one of the cases, there's a letter from Trump saying our secret they haven't released it, but I got two letters from Trump. Have you seen these? Because I say they're real. I'm bigger than the Wall Street Journal. Dear Alex, you were tremendous in bed last night and may every day be another wonderful secret. Donald Trump then drew a picture of a naked woman, and that's from our love affair. Here's another one he sent me a year after that. Alex, my love. And it just goes on to say what an incredible time.
Is that like the Joe Biden auto pen?
Yes, this is it. Of course, I did this morning. It's totally fake.
Donald Trump.
But I mean, that's how easy it is. Look, I have these letters from, you know.
And he's suing the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Which should tell you something, because the fact that he's suing. That's an action. That speaks louder than words. I sued the New York Times, got passed motion to dismiss. When you make a lawsuit and go on offense like that, that should tell you that it's probably...
All right, O'Keefe Media Group, what are you going to be covering on Owen today in 1 hour?
More Epstein and more The Truth Inside Veritas.
All right, O'Keefe Media Group.
O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. Subscribe, support us, please.
And how do we find Wonder Woman online? I've seen her on TV.
I can neither confirm nor deny who she is or where she's
from. Oh, you can't? Okay. All right. I just always wanted to meet Wonder Woman, and I finally got to. And then the gay James O'Keefe's going to leave with her. I just can't.
James O'Keefe, not gay, but I'll take the team. Undercover.
Yeah, that was
Anything
funny.
For the story.
Well, that was funny with the blonde hair.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade. From thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USB grade. AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed but very on point, and the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling, so if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.